Text 53. Muktam bakasya dupalabhya balaka. Ramadya pranam evendriyogana. Sthanagatam tam pariribhya nivrita. Praniya vatsan rajamet tajjago. Muktam bakasyad upalabhya balaka. Ramadya pranam evendriyogana. Sthanagatam tam pariribhya nivrita. Praniya vatsan rajamet tajjago. Muktam bakasyad upalabhya balaka. Ramadya pranam evendriyogana. Sthanagatam tam parirabhya nivrita. Praniya vatsan rajamet tajjago. Anybody wants to repeat? Muktam bakasyad upalabhya balaka. Ramadya pranam evendriyogana. Sthanagatam tam parirabhya nivrita. Praniya vatsan rajamet tajjago. Muktam bakasyad upalabhya balaka. Praniya vatsan rajamet tajjago. Matajis. Muktam bakasyad upalabhya balaka. Madhya pranam evendriyogana. Sthanagatam tam parirabhya nivrita. Praniya vatsan rajamet tajjago. Word to word meanings. Muktam, thus released. Bakasyat, from the mouth of Bakasur. Upalabhya, getting back. Balaka, all the boys, the playmates. Ramadya, headed by Balram. Pranam, life. Eva, like. Indriyah, senses. Ganaha, all of them. Sthanagatam, going to their own place. Tam, unto Krishna. Parirabhya, embracing. Nirvitaha, being freed from the danger. Praniya, after collecting. Vatsan, all the calves. Vrajametya, returning to Vrajabhumi. Tajjagu, loudly declared the incident. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. Just as the senses are pacified when consciousness and life return, so when Krishna was freed from the danger, all the boys, including Balram, thought that their life had been restored. They embraced Krishna in good consciousness, and then they collected their own calves and returned to Vrajbhumi, where they declared the incident loudly. Purport. It was the practice of the inhabitants of Vrajbhumi to compose poetry about the incidents that occurred in the forest when Krishna performed his different activities of killing the asura. They would compose all these stories in poetry or have this done by professional poets, and then they would sing about these incidents. Thus it is written here that the boys sang very loudly. Om Agyanti Mirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Pad Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanshta Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitanshta Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauritvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishbhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatru Vyakshcha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare We will read translations of verse 51 and 52. Text 51. When Krishna, the leader of the Vaishnavas, saw that the demon Bakasur, the friend of Kansa, was endeavoring to attack him with his arms, he captured the demon by the two halves of the beak. And in the presence of all the cowherd boys, Krishna very easily bifurcated him, as a child splits a blade of virana grass. By thus killing the demon, Krishna very much pleased the denizens of heaven. Text 52. At that time, the celestial denizens of the higher planetary system showered Mallika Pushpa, flowers grown in Nandakanan, upon Krishna, the enemy of Bakasur. They also congratulated him by sounding celestial kettle drums and conches and by offering prayers. Seeing this, the cowherd boys were struck with wonder. So we'll repeat text 53 translation. We'll repeat after me. Just as the senses are pacified when consciousness and life return, so when Krishna was freed from this danger, all the boys, including Balram, thought that their life had been restored. They embraced Krishna in good consciousness, and then they collected their own calves and returned to Vrajbhumi, where they declared the incident loudly. So first of all, I would like to seek blessings from all of you. So, and because this is Bhagavatam and it's a very elevated subject matter, although I cannot tell you anything new, but whatever I have understood from Srila Prabhupada's lectures, his books, and from hearing the lectures of senior devotees happening here, I would like to share my understanding. So, in the purport of this verse, Srila Prabhupada, this is a very small purport, but I found this purport very inspiring. And Prabhupada mentions in this purport that they would compose all the stories in poetry or have this done by professional poets, and then they would sing about the incidents. This is Prabhupada talks about the same subject matter in 10th canto, 9th chapter, verse 1 and 2. So I would request you to please take out that verse. In the purport, in the last paragraph, Srila Prabhupada says, while churning the butter, Mother Yashoda was singing about the childhood activities of Krishna. It was formerly a custom that if one wanted to remember something constantly, he would transform it into poetry or have this done by a professional poet. Prabhupada says the same thing in both the purports. It appears that Mother Yashoda did not want to forget Krishna's activities at any time. Therefore, she poetized all of Krishna's childhood activities, such as the killing of Putna, Aghasur, Shaktasur, and Trinavart. And while churning the butter, she sang about these activities in poetical form. This should be the practice of persons eager to remain Krishna conscious 24 hours a day. This incident shows how Krishna conscious Mother Yashoda was. To stay in Krishna consciousness, we should follow such persons. So here we are getting two actionable items. The first actionable item is that we should compose all the stories in poetry or have this done by the professional poets. And the second actionable item that we are getting here is that we should sing these glories and activities of Krishna all the time. So there are two actionables. But fortunately, our Vaishnava Acharyas have made our job only 50%. They have already composed all the pastimes of Krishna in the form of Vaishnava songs. We have Narottam Das Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, who have written very nice Vaishnava songs. And we have Vyasadev, who has composed Srimad Bhagavatam, which is Mahakavya. So now we have only one task left with us, that we have to continue to sing all these glories all the time. So when we sing the songs which are written by the Vaishnava Acharyas, it attracts the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For example, suppose you go to a foreign land, and if you hear some people speaking in your native language, what will happen? Immediately your attention will go to that person, and you will feel very connected because he is speaking in the language which you understand and which you connect to. Similarly, in this foreign land where all the living entities, conditioned souls eternally, who are completely inimical to Krishna, trying to enjoy independent of Krishna, when they sing the Vaishnava songs, Krishna immediately feels connected because he sees that, oh, this is the song which is sung by my pure devotee, Narottam Das Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So he immediately acknowledges the prayer. That is why we should continue to sing the Vaishnava songs, the verses which are composed by Vyasadev. And all these songs, they attract both. They attract the Supreme Personality of Godhead and they attract the devotees also. For example, how it attracts the devotees? We take example of Shukdev Goswami. We all know that initially Shukdev Goswami was an impersonalist. When he was born, immediately he ran into the jungle, calling the entire world as Maya. And Vyasadev could not bring him back. But then what happened? He sent his two disciples who sang the glories of Krishna. Aho bakiyam stanakalakutam. This verse describes the mercy of Lord Krishna. And another verse he sang was about the beauty of Krishna. So when Srila Shukdev Goswami heard these two verses, immediately his mind got attracted towards the beautiful pastimes and glories of Lord Krishna. And then Shukdev Goswami says in the second canto, first chapter, verse number 9, he says that, O saintly king, I was certainly situated perfectly in transcendence, yet I was still attracted by the delineation of the pastimes of the Lord, who is described by the enlightened verses. So immediately his heart got attracted towards the pastimes. Then these Vaishnava songs attracts the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have a very beautiful example of Lord Jagannath, how he is fond of hearing Geet Govind, which is composed by his pure devotee Srila Jayadev Goswami. So there's a pastime, there was a girl named Padma who was plucking the eggplant in her farm in the night, and she was singing the Geet Govind. And she was singing so nicely with devotion that Lord Jagannath, who was sitting in his altar, got attracted towards this singing. And he could not keep himself in the altar, and he came running to the farm of Padma. And he was following Padma while she was singing. And he was completely mesmerized. So much so that his clothes got torn, got untidy because of the thorns and mud which were there in the farm. His uttari left there. And after the song, he immediately ran back to the altar. When the pujaris in the morning came to wake up the Lord, they were completely scared, shocked to see the form of Lord Jagannath. His dress was completely untidy, torn. He was not wearing his uttari, and they were very worried. They told the king that today Jagannath is in this such condition. So even the king came running, offers his prostrated dhanvats to Jagannath, and asked for apologies, that please forgive me for some offenses that we have committed in your worship, and please tell me the reason why you are in such a condition. So after a lot of prayers, he tells that actually it is not your fault. I am very fond of hearing Geet Govind. So there's a girl, Padma, who was singing Geet Govind while working in her farm. So I couldn't stop myself. I went to listen Geet Govind. So then the king sent his soldiers, and they found where this girl is singing. And then she was recruited to sing Geet Govind every day for Lord Jagannath while he was going for rest. And when Jagannath wakes up, he hears another Vaishnav song sung by another pure devotee, Salve, Ahe Neela Shaila. So Lord Jagannath is very fond of hearing the songs which are sung by his pure devotees. So we come to a conclusion that we should always sing these songs. We see Mother Yashoda, we see the cowherd boys and girls who are singing these songs. Why? They are singing these songs all the time. Why? Because they have personally witnessed the pastimes of Supreme Lord. They have seen everything, they have realized everything in front of their eyes. So it is very easy for them to sing these songs about the pastimes of Krishna. But unfortunately, We are born in Kali Yuga. We did not get this opportunity to see the pastimes of the Lord face to face. We are very unfortunate. So are we at any loss that we did not get any opportunity to see the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? No. Why? Because the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are absolute. And there is no difference between seeing and hearing. Rather, hearing is more important than seeing. So hearing is the key to spiritual life. And if we hear the pastimes of Supreme Lord, then it is as good as personally associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This Srila Prabhupada explains in 1st Canto, 3rd chapter, verse number 40. You're able to open? In the purport of this verse, in the last line, Srila Prabhupada explains this. Prabhupada says that one can derive from the study of Bhagavatam all benefits that are possible to be derived from the personal presence of the Lord. It carries with it all the transcendental blessings of the Lord, Shri Krishna, that we can expect from His personal contact. So we get all the benefits of personal contact when we hear about the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why this happens? Because in the translation it is said that Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So as we go on reading Srimad Bhagavatam, this Srimad Bhagavatam is the literary incarnation of God, and it is compiled by Srila Vyasadeva, the incarnation of God. It is meant for the ultimate good of all people, and it is all successful, all blissful, and all perfect. So when we read Srimad Bhagavatam, we get the personal benefit, we get the benefit of personal association of the Supreme Personality of God. Now, another example of this we see of Arjuna. So when Lord Krishna disappeared, how Arjuna realized the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? By chanting the verses of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. As Arjuna went on singing the verses of Bhagavad Gita, he realized that Krishna is standing personally with him. So, now we get another actionable item here. The item is that we have to develop this chanting. We have to make this chanting very impactful. We have to make our hearing very impactful. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur saw Srila Prabhupada, he marked that this boy Abhay Charan, he likes to hear. And when he saw that this boy likes to hear, and now we see the result, what happened. How Srila Prabhupada was able to chant the glories of Lord Krishna all over the world. So, now our actionable item is how to make our hearing and chanting more impactful. So let us try to understand this with an example. We all have experienced that when we go to the house of some relatives, those who have small child at their house. So in the family, the parents and the grandparents, they are very fond of talking about the activities of their small child. How he performs his naughty activities, how he speaks, how he walks. They are very blissful when they talk about his activities. And they talk with a lot of happiness, and even the one who is hearing all those pastimes, even he feels very happy. Why this is happening? This happens because the parents and the grandparents, they have realized the activities of the child. they have seen the activities of the child and they have served the child lovingly all the time. So because of constantly seeing the child and serving the child, they have realized the activities of the child. And whenever they get the opportunity, they speak. It's not that some relative is coming into their house, so they sit for an hour or two making notes. Oh, our child did this, our child did this, our child did this. And then they start speaking. No. When they start speaking, all the past times, they come spontaneously in their mind, like a vision. And they go on speaking. And the hearer also relishes it. So, to make our chanting and hearing more impactful, we require realization. So how these people got realization? By seeing the child and by serving the child. So similarly, we should also, for us, seeing means hearing. So therefore, we should go on hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we should try to serve Him very lovingly. So when we try to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead very lovingly, automatically we develop realization. And as our realization goes deeper and deeper, we forget the pains of this material world, the problems that we are facing, and we start relishing the chanting of and hearing of the about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then by our realized hearing and chanting, the hearer will also get realization. He will also feel the bliss. That is why when Srila Prabhupada went to the West, he could transform so many people just by his chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And we hear so many examples in Srimad Bhagavatam. We hear about Shukdev Goswami. Yasvanubhava khila shruti saramekam adhyatma deepam atitisharam tamo anandham sansarinam karunamah purana guhyam tam vyasa sunam prayami guru muninam. So when Shukdev Goswami heard about the activities of Shri Krishna from his guru Vyasadev, he completely realized that knowledge. Yasvanubhava. He completely realized that knowledge and he shared his blissful ecstasy with Parikshit Maharaj. And when he shared his blissful ecstasy with Parikshit Maharaj, what happened? This Srimad Bhagavatam became very sweet. It was sweet, it became more sweet. Just like when a parrot bites the mango becomes sweeter. And then see, then the Bhagavatam had reached to everybody in this world. And so many people are relishing the sweetness of Srimad Bhagavatam. And when Srila Prabhupada wrote his realized purports to Srimad Bhagavatam, it became even more sweeter. See how transcendental Prabhupada's purports are. When neophytes like us, they read these purports, they understand about Krishna, they start developing their relationship with Krishna. But when the advanced devotees, they read the same purport, they relishes the pastimes of Krishna. So how the same purport is doing two things? The neophytes are knowing about Krishna, and the elevated devotees, they're relishing the pastimes of Krishna. So this is the impact of realization. Because Srila Prabhupada served Krishna and he got realization, and we are getting the benefit of this realization today. We have another example of Uddhava in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the first chapter of third canto, Vidura puts many questions about Krishna to Uddhava. And then from the second chapter, Uddhava starts speaking. And how Uddhava starts speaking? As he heard the questions, He was getting deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into ecstasy about Krishna. All the symptoms of ecstasy got manifested in his body, and his remembrance got deeper. Why this happened? Srila Prabhupada explains in the purports of this pastime. Srila Prabhupada explains that Uddhava, right from his childhood, was serving Lord Krishna. Even when he was a child, he used to play with dolls of Krishna. And by playing with the dolls of Krishna, by serving Krishna, by thinking about Krishna, by hearing about Krishna, today he was speaking about Krishna with great ecstasy. So this is the result of hearing and serving Krishna. Therefore, it is said that right from our childhood, we should try to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we were not fortunate enough to serve Krishna right from our childhood, whatever stage we are, we should try to serve Him. Because serving Krishna is only possible because of the mercy of Krishna. It is not possible because of our own ability. So now we get another actionable item here, that we should hear constantly about Krishna. This is the next actionable item. So does hearing constantly about Krishna means that we should hear many, many things about Krishna? Sometimes devotees say that we hear a lot about Krishna, we read a lot about Krishna, but we don't remember anything. There are two cases. When devotees don't read, don't hear about Krishna, they don't remember anything. And when they read and hear a lot about Krishna, they don't remember anything. So this case is obvious. So we'll talk about the second case. When we read and hear a lot about Krishna, but we don't remember anything. So let us try to understand this with an example. So supposedly, you are traveling in a train, maybe from Dadar to Virar. That's the most crowded train. From when you travel from Dadar to Virar, you are standing in middle, and you are surrounded with so many people. You will see people in all the 10 directions. It will be crowded like anything. But when you reach your home, how many people you remember? Hardly any. You don't remember anyone. If you have seen someone maybe one or two times, then you would remember him. But generally we don't remember. But if we see our friend, we are traveling in the train, and suddenly our friend is there. Oh, you are here? Then when you reach home, you will remember, oh, I met my friend in the train. But if you see suddenly your father, then you will never forget it. Whenever you are in the same time, whenever you are in the same circumstance, you will remember, oh, I met my father in the train. Why this happened? Because we have a strong sambandha with our father. And because of the strong sambandha with our father, we are able to remember him whenever we get this opportunity. Yes? Similarly, we have to establish the same sambandha with Krishna while reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. How this sambandha will get established? Now, if you want to establish sambandha with anyone, what do you need? You have to spend time with that person. Yes? You have to spend time with that person. Similarly, we need to understand this thing, that Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna directly. The verse of Krishna is, verse about Krishna is Krishna. There is no difference. When we say, Dehi Novasmin Yatha Dehe, Kaumaram Yavanam Jara, Tatha Dehantara Prapte, Dhiras Tatanamuyate. These four lines is Krishna in his literary incarnation. Krishna is sitting here in the form of the verse Dehino Asmin Ita Dehe. So when we go on chanting this verse while reading, sometimes we have a tendency to skip reading verses. So when we chant the verses continuously, we are spending time with Krishna. And when we read the word meanings, then we understand Krishna. We understand the verse better. So the two things are required while reading. We should chant the verse multiple times and we should read the word meanings multiple times. And when these two things happen continuously, then your sambandha with Krishna will become very, very strong. If you don't read word meanings, sometimes devotees have the tendency to underestimate the significance of word meanings. If I don't know you, if I cannot understand what you are, how will I develop my sambandha with you? Similarly, if you don't read the word meanings, how will my sambandha with the shloka will establish? Therefore, we should recite the words multiple times and we should read the word meanings also. And then when we read the translation and the purport, then of Srila Prabhupada, when we read the translation and purport of Srila Prabhupada, then Srila Prabhupada, who is the pure devotee of Krishna, he reveals Krishna to us completely. Then the entire sambandha, the entire abhidaya and the entire prayojan will get established. Then we will not forget what has been said in those verses. This is very important principle, that we should chant the verses multiple times, we should read the word meanings, then we should go on translation and purports. Then we will be able to remember about Krishna. And another very important point is repetition. Because you see, repetition is in our parampara. Everybody is repeating. Like Lord Krishna, when he spoke Bhagavad Gita, so many times he repeated the same things to Krishna. And in the 18th chapter, verse number 72, Krishna asked Arjuna that, "O Arjuna, have your illusion gone? Have you understood everything?" And then the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna was ready to repeat entire Bhagavad Gita. He is talking about the same things multiple times and he was ready to repeat also. King Rahugana, he could not understand at the one time. And then he asked Bharat Maharaj to kindly repeat. So Rahugana repeated. Then we see in Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is complete repetition. The essence of Srimad Bhagavatam is pure devotional service. And the same principle has been repeated so many times. In some way or the other, it has been repeated. That is why Srila Prabhupada says that repetition is necessary to drive the point home. Repetition is necessary to drive the point home. It is not that we go on reading, but actually we have to try to go into the depth. It is not that maine Bhagavad Gita khatam kar di, maine Bhagavatam khatam kar di. Ram anant anant gun amit katha vistar. Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead is anant, his qualities are anant, his katha is anant. And we cannot say that his katha got finished. No. Instead of that, we should try to go deep. And the result of depth would be, we will not get disturbed by the ongoing effects of Maya. We get this so much disturbed. We are reading and hearing about Krishna, still we are getting disturbed because still we are in the shallow layers of the water. We should try to get deep, deep and deep. And to go into deep, we have to repeat. So this is what is required. What Mother Yashoda is doing, she is singing the same pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead day and night. What Srila Prabhupada did in his lectures, he repeated the same things again and again. We are not this body, we are soul, we are not this body, we are soul. Practically this is there in every lecture of Srila Prabhupada. Why? Because until we develop this realization that we are not this body, we are souls, what is the point of going to the next point? Therefore, the things Srila Prabhupada has given are according to our conditioning. And when we go through the purports of Srila Prabhupada, his lectures, then we will be able to understand Krishna. And then when we engage in practical services, automatically Krishna, who is sitting in our heart, he gives us realization. Just like Shukdev Goswami, Sud Goswami, it is said in the first canto, first chapter, verse number 8, Vethyam tam swamme tat sarvam tatvatas tat grahat bruhyas nignasya shishyasya gurum guhyama apyuta. Because Sud Goswami has served his spiritual master with submissive spirit, automatically all the knowledge got revealed to him. All the knowledge got revealed to him. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadad nagati gato api. So when we serve our spiritual master, by his mercy we will be able to understand. And what instructions spiritual master gives? He tells us to chant, he tells us to read, and he tells us to engage in practical services of Krishna, practicing the mood of humility and tolerance. When we do this much is sufficient to know about Krishna. We cannot do many big things. What we can do? Krishna is served by the thousands and thousands of goddesses of fortune. What we can give to Krishna? What we can cook for Krishna? What we can offer to Krishna? The only thing which is required is just follow what your guru is saying, what Srila Prabhupada is saying. If you simply do that, because it has been approved by Krishna. When we do that, he will recognize our efforts. So to summarize what we heard today, we started with the principle that in order to become completely Krishna conscious, Srila Prabhupada says that we should chant these verses, the pastimes and activities of Krishna, and we are which are composed by the professional poets. So we are very fortunate that our Vaishnava Acharyas have already done this task, and we just go on chanting these verses. Then we discuss that our chanting and hearing will become very strong when we develop realization. Then we discussed how we develop realization. We develop realization when we constantly hear about Krishna and we try to serve him lovingly. Then we discuss that does hearing constantly about Krishna means that hearing a lot many things about Krishna? No. It means that hearing regularly about Krishna and repeatedly about Krishna. What Srila Prabhupada has said, what has been said in the classes, when we go on hearing that, this will help us to become Krishna conscious, to stay in Krishna conscious, and to grow in Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. So, any questions, comments, feedbacks?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for very wonderful class. As you meanwhile mentioned that while churning buttermilk, Mother Yasoda used to sing the pastime of Lord Krishna. Their example is given like Putnavad, Trinavad and Aghasur. So the Putana and Trina what happened in 6th and 7th chapter, it is mentioned. But the Aghasura Vad is mentioned in 12th chapter and it is mentioned in 9th chapter. So how Mother Yasoda you know this, that it will be happy?
When pastime of Putana and Shaktasura happened, she was chanting the pastimes of that. Yeah. Later on when she was churning butter other time, she must be chanting of the later pastimes also. Means this, the objective of saying this line is that she used to chant the pastimes of Krishna all the time. Whatever pastimes are happening, she is chanting. Yeah.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yeah. Hare Krishna.
Just I thought that you mentioned that during services we have to remember Krishna. So some services are like that in which we cannot remember Krishna, or for more focus on services.
Like what kind of service we cannot remember Krishna? I think you got the answer.
Yes.
What kind of services where we cannot remember Krishna?
Some services are like that, where go outside and do something.
There is no difference between service of Krishna and Krishna person. So when we are trying to serve nicely, that is also remembering Krishna. When we are distributing books, when we are focusing how to distribute books properly, how to approach this person, how we can give him Bhagavad Gita, that is remembering Krishna. Right? When we are doing management, when we try to manage things nicely, that is remembering Krishna. Because we are trying to serve him. We are trying to expand his pleasure. That is remembering Krishna. Not that you should remember only Shaktasura pastime. Then only you will remember Krishna. By trying to increase his pleasure by doing nice services, that is remembering Krishna. Any other question?
Hare Krishna, we are really grateful for bringing the great lessons out of this purport of Prabhupada. Here, one point is mentioned that either we can hear Krishna's leelas in the poetry form composed by professional poetry. In general, sometimes it is also condemned that we should not hear Srimad Bhagavatam or anything connected to Krishna by professionals who don't have love for Krishna. So instead of that, you can hear only from pure devotees. So these two things you can little clarify so that we can understand how Prabhupada, what is the mood and how we can do it. Anyway, the acharyas, they are given.
They have already proactively composed all the poems and pastimes of Krishna.
But still one can say, Prabhupada told we can hear poetry from professionals, so somebody is adapted to that situation, then how can we?
The objective is to increase the pleasure of Krishna, right? By the doing from a professional poet means we want to sing which are perfectly composed. The objective is this, it should be perfectly composed. Right? This is the objective. Now, how they will be perfectly composed when it is being composed by a pure devotee of Krishna, right? So the Vaishnava Acharyas have perfectly composed the poetry about Krishna with love. And that is what is required. Not that we start writing or we tell we hire some poet to come and compose all the pastimes of Krishna.
If the Krishna's pastimes composed by pure devotees, although it may be not perfect or imperfectly composed, still they are in fact. So in that sense, there is no meaning of this professional. Anyway, the point you brought it very nice, that the perfection is a pure devotee who has love for Krishna. Thank you.
The objective is that it should attract Krishna, and Krishna will get attracted when it is composed with love, and only a pure devotee can have love for Krishna. Any other question, anyone?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I want to add in like that in question, actually, like we many services do the higher professional, like in construction of temple or decoration or designing altar, all these maybe they may be devotee also, that also maybe we say professionally they're doing architecture and we devotee, this may be like that also, because that pleases the Krishna, and that service are also enhances, same like in poetry also, they not manufacture or they add their things, they only by whatever given in scriptures that they compose only real things like that. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Any other question, anyone?
It's not a question, it's a comment. So in the translation, in the purport, Prabhupada says towards the last, they chanted loudly the pastimes of Lord. We know the singing bhajan, Shomati Nandana, yesterday and today we sang this. That we can sing so loudly the names of the Lord. But pastimes, I don't know how to sing loudly. All the friends, they sang very loudly, and even Mother Yashoda also, when she was chanting, she must be chanting very smoothly, because having all the musical instruments, bangles, other things. So it's very interesting to see the Gowherd boys are chanting very loudly. It's a comment. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Anyone, any other question? So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. श्री श्री राधा राज भैरव भगवान की जय. श्री श्री सीताराम लक्ष्मण भक्त हनुमान की जय. श्री श्री गौर निताई की जय. जगत गुरु शिल प्रभुपाद की जय. निताई गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल.